Now, I speak to manifestation. Every will of God for my life at this point in time I am. Every will of God, every mind of God, thank you, Lord, for my life, calling, career, destiny, for this moment of my life, I speak them to manifestation now, because I am in that in the heavenly realms where Jesus is seated, and I am speaking them forth now. Let them come to pass, let them appear on earth now. In the name of Jesus, the physical manifestation, the visible manifestation of all the will of God for my life, for my calling, for my destiny, I speak them now to appear, to manifest. In the name of Jesus, I speak from the realms where Jesus is seated. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. We have four more prayer points. Yeah. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. It says, for by him were all things created, that are in heaven, and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones, or dominions, or principalities, or powers, all things were created by him, and for him. Thank you, Lord. All things were created by him, including Satan, and for him. All things were created by him, including everything in the earth, and for him. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, from the heavenly realms where Jesus is seated, I speak to manifestation all the resources, helps, blessings, riches, wealth that I need to fulfill my divine calling in the earth, to fulfill my divine destiny in the earth, I speak them to physical appearance. I speak them to physical manifestation. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, say, from the realms where Jesus is seated, from the heavenly realms where Jesus is seated, I speak to manifestation the resources, the helps, the blessings, the materials, the riches, the wealth that I need to fulfill my calling and destiny in the earth. I speak them to appear now. I command them to appear now. I command them to locate me now. I command them to manifest now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're still going to raise up your right hand. You're going to pray from that realm in glory. You have the power to control and to command principalities. Now, when we talk about principalities, we are talking about the highest, you know, we are talking about one of the highest dark personalities that are ruling the universe, not just ruling the earth, but ruling even the universe. Yeah. But as powerful as they are, you can control them from these realms where Jesus is seated. As powerful as principalities are, you can control them, you can command them. So you're going to raise up your right hand. Yeah, you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, from the realms where Jesus is seated, I channel destruction upon every principality that is working against the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. You're going to say, from the realms where Jesus is seated, I channel destruction. I channel the wrath of God. I channel the anger of God upon every principality of darkness standing against the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. From the midst of Jesus, where he is seated, far above principalities, from the midst of Jesus, where he is seated in the heavenly places, I channel destruction against the Queen of Heaven, from the midst of Jesus, where he is seated in the heavenly places, I channel destruction against the Queen of the Sea, the Queen of the Coast, the Queens of Darkness under the earth in the deep sea, the Princes of Darkness in the heavenly places in the second heaven, I channel destruction against them. Let the anger of God visit them now. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Every goddess, every god, every ruler of darkness, princes of darkness, every personality of darkness, ruling from the sky, ruling from the planet, ruling from the stars, I channel destruction upon them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Every principality and forces of hell fighting against my destiny, I channel destruction upon them from the midst of Jesus, far above the heavens. I channel destruction upon them now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Now, in the name of Jesus. Now, in the name of Jesus, anger of God, visit them now, in the name of Jesus. Wrath of God, visit them now, in the name of Jesus. Destruction from the Lord, visit them now, in the name of Jesus. I take my position that is in the midst of Jesus, in the heavenly places, and I channel destruction upon princes of darkness, rulers of darkness, powers of darkness, thrones, kingdoms of darkness, fighting against the manifestation and fulfillment of my calling and destiny. Now, in the name of Jesus, I channel destruction upon them. I believe you're praying like that. These are violent prayers. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have two more prayer points. It says, all things were created by Him and for Him. All things were created by Him and for Him. So what does that mean? It means when a man is living for Jesus, everything Jesus created will work in the favor of that man. Because everything were created for Jesus. Yeah, governors will work in your favor. Presidents will work in your favor. You can see the story of Daniel and the three Hebrews. Whether those people like it or not, then we have to work in your favor because you are living for Jesus. And because everything was created for Jesus, you were created by Him and for Him. So if you live for Him, everything that was created by Him will work for you. They will work in your favor. So you can see how powerful living for Christ is. Because when I began by leading you in prayer points that will align your life to agree with the standard of Christ. Yeah, some people will feel like, why is He always praying, telling us to pray about dying to self? Why is He always telling us to pray about loving God, dying to pride, being humble, and all of that? It's because those kind of prayers are the most powerful prayers in the earth. For if your life can align with the life of Jesus, if you live for Jesus, everything in the world will serve you. I'm speaking the scriptures. Though I'm speaking revelation, everything will serve you. Everything will work for you. So you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive how will I put it now? Okay, let's pray this way. I'm going to say, in the name of Jesus, let everything Jesus created begin to serve the fulfillment of God's purpose in my life. Yeah, they begin to say, in the name of Jesus, let everything Jesus created begin to serve the fulfillment of Jesus' purpose in my life. The fulfillment of God's purpose in my life. The fulfillment of God's calling in my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. If you understand what you are praying, pray with zeal and passion. Say, in the name of Jesus, I decree, because I am in that realm where Jesus is seated. So I decree that everything Jesus created, both in heaven, on earth, under the earth, visible and invisible, everything Jesus created, both both darkness, both in darkness, both in the light. Everything Jesus created, I decree that they begin to serve God's purpose in my life. I decree that they begin to serve the fulfillment of God's vision in my life. Thank you, Lord. I decree that they begin to serve the fulfillment of God's calling in my life. Now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the last prayer point. It says, everything was created by Him and for Him. By Him and for Him. Which means that any of those things that He created, if they don't want to be for Him, He will get rid of them. Because they must, whether they like it or not, they must be for Him. Meaning that they must agree with Him. They must serve His will. They must support His plans. So if they are not going to do that, you would get rid of them. Whether they be government systems, whether they be any organization, whether they be any personality, anyone that will not be for Him must die. Yeah, that's the simplest way to put it. Must be uprooted. Must be taken down. Yeah, it's either they bow to Him or they are wasted. That's what it means. Yeah, that's what it means. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I decree by the authority of Jesus that everything that is refusing to agree, refusing to surrender for the will of God for my life and destiny, I decree that they bow now. I decree that they surrender now, whether they like it or not. In the name of Jesus, everything, every system that have refused to surrender, every personality that have refused to agree for the performance of the will of God for my life and destiny, by the authority of Jesus, let them be brought to subjection. Whether they like it or not, let them be brought to subjection. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Every system, whether they are government system, whether they are human system, whether they are any organization, whether it's any kingdom, whether it's any personality that is contending with the fulfillment of the will of God for my life, by the authority of Jesus, let them be brought into subjection by force. If they will not agree, let them be uprooted by the hand of God. If they will not surrender, let them be eliminated by the hand of God. For it is written that all things were created by Him and for Him. Therefore, anything created by Jesus that is refusing to submit, refusing to surrender, for the fulfillment and performance of the will of God for my life, calling, and destiny. Let them be subjected by force, by the hand of God. Let them be brought into subjection. And if they don't want to agree, let them be uprooted forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every system, whether it is in the invisible realm or in the visible realm, whether it's a system of demons or a system of human beings that is refusing to agree with the performance of the will of God for my calling and destiny, by the authority of Jesus, I bring them into subjection. Now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We are going to stop here. Yeah. So now you can see how powerful operating in glory is. Yeah, there is so much in that realm that I can't even talk about, because there are some things in heaven that words, human words, cannot describe. I have seen things that there is no words on earth that can describe them. So I don't even know, or maybe I should say I can't describe them, because there is no words on earth that can describe them. So there is so much in this glory I'm talking about. So how I wish you will take these prayers we have prayed and take it so seriously that you continue to pray them on your own until you find yourself in these realms I've talked about. How I wish you can do that. Now, I'm going to be praying for you. I want you to raise up your right hand as I pray for you. King of glory, thank you for there is none like you. Thank you, Lord, for the greatness of who you are. Thank you for your power that does not fail. Thank you for your mighty hand that make impossible things possible. Thank you, Lord, for your ability to take us from this earthly realm into the realm of your glory, into the realms of heaven. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Lord, your people have presented themselves before you. They have prayed with the whole of their heart, wanting to operate in the realms of your glory, where true victory is, and where true deliverance is, where there is no failure. Oh Lord, I ask that in your mercy, lift them up into these realms and keep them there forever in Jesus' name. The realms of glory you have so much desired. Let the hand of God pick you up, take you there, and keep you there forever in Jesus' name. I pray that the Spirit of the living God that is living in you will begin to activate you to become aware, to become awakened to the realities of God in His glory. Let the Holy Spirit inside of you begin to do these operations now. In the name of Jesus. Whether it's in the daytime, whether it's in the noon or afternoon or at night or at midnight or in the morning, anytime, let the operations of the Spirit of Christ, the operations of the Holy Ghost, never stop in you until you are fully awakened and fully activated into the realities of the glory of the Lord. Let it be so concerning you in Jesus' name. I pray for you that as heaven is busy bringing many all over the world into glory, you will not be disqualified in Jesus' name. Anything you are holding in your hand at this time that is going to disqualify you from being part of the glory revival that is to take over the whole world in these last days. Anything you are holding in your hands or you are holding in your mind or in your heart that will disqualify you from being part of this glory dimension of God's move, may you begin to get rid of them now in Jesus' name. Let Jesus help you to get rid of all those things in Jesus' name. You will not fail in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that you will not fail in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. Yeah, so I'm going to stop here. Remain, please.
Goodbye.